Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
All right, Jody, follow that. I don't know.
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Wow.
Good morning, Jody Hamilton.
Good morning, Jamie!
She's right behind you.
You're free!
They're both free.
They're both free. They're both
Jamie
free. Jamie keeps coming up to me and going, I would like to speak to you about the early parole for Sirhan over here. Colonel Steve Austin.
That was dark. Mm-hmm. That was dark.
Too soon.
She is not much for this soon. Early release program that Colonel Steve Austin has been okay. granted. Look at him. He's prisonless. And he's a good boy.
Because he is a good boy.
Because of Disney princess Jody Hamilton. Charlie Pierce.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Did you see that the election apparently has already happened yesterday? And apparently Larry Elder's already lost.
So. You people crazy out there.
No kidding.
You people crazy go nuts.
I know. I know. Right? Yeah, we have to change this.
I normally don't go in for like California bashing.
Yes.
But this process is insane.
It really is.
Yeah. I mean, this is Tracy Flick's dream shot.
Yes. Yes, really someone is. With 12% of the vote can suddenly be in charge of the you know, as I said exactly. to Rob Reiner, as I said to Rob Reiner yesterday, you know me. Talk show.
As you said to who yesterday? Who?
Rob Reiner. Radio talk show hosts are not, we're not qualified to do anything, Chris. Not anything.
I know that.
Not even this.
No. What are you good for?
Larry Elder is not qualified to be, okay.
Well, there's a lot of them out there, a lot of right-wing talk show hosts doing yeoman work as object lessons as to why you should get vaccinated mm-hmm. these days.
Good God. Well, I was going to say, if anyone should be recalled.
We lost another one yesterday.
Yeah.
Who?
Another right-wing talk show host.
Oh, yes.
Railed
yes.
against vaccinations and died of COVID.
Oh, is that the guy that played Another One Bites the Dust when people died of AIDS? That one?
Mm-hmm. That was okay. last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be, you know, a long game of karma. I don't know. But
yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. You wrote a piece, Republican governors are reacting to Biden's vaccine mandate with their usual calm, cool demeanor. This Ron DeSantis in particular... He seems like he is actively trying to kill people, Greg.
I'm
looking at Greg Sargent's piece.
Don't sleep on people like Henry McMaster and Kay Ivey, though.
Yeah.
And Tate Reeves in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mississippi, which, by the way, has one of the most stringent vaccine programs for students in its in its public schools.
Yes. Yes.
Won't move on this one.
Yeah. I mean
Mississippi doesn't even have religious exemptions.
I know.
For things like measles vaccines.
We were just talking, Charlie, about this. You mentioned the woman, too. What is her name? You said there's this unfortunate woman who lived free and died.
Wolski.
Right. Yes, Wolski. I'm sorry. Wolski. We're running to like which one, which right-wing anti-vaxxer, which crazy QAnon. So, yeah, this woman, right? And they were trying to get them to give her ivermectin. And,
yeah, and then they're going to sue the hospital because it wouldn't do it, and you know, and now apparently we're gargling with betadine. Apparently that's the latest and greatest.
What you said though is so true. You said if you think you may be seeing the birth of the next Terry Schiavo phenomenon, trust that feeling as we go forward. I mean,
they're coming up with their calendar of martyrs now.
Yeah.
But nobody's going to mention people like that poor guy in Alabama with the heart trouble who couldn't get a bed. closer to Meridian, yeah. Mississippi, and wound up dying.
23 hospitals.
They 43.
I'm sorry, 43.
43, yeah.
Rain, thank you, Rain Lady.
Math.
And we just referenced.
He was from the town where Trump had the rally. Almond, Alabama.
And we just referenced this piece you referenced in the Washington Post that you say the horse paste lobby has found a kind of ally in the woo-woo health cult community. That's my friend out here in California. It's just
That's where anti-vaxxing began.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, prior to long before the pandemic. Right. That's where the anti-vax thing started.
Yeah.
Thank you, among other people, Bobby Kennedy Jr.
Yeah, it's the same. Well, you talk about it, just this whole, you know, holistic. The thing is, Jody, I'm for a lot of that stuff, you know? I mean, we all take, like, our eating and exercise and all of that stuff very seriously. I don't take any kind of drugs or medicine. I get that, you know, but it's just then it gets all mixed in with vaccines or poison.
I get that, too. I don't follow it, but I get it.
but you say...
I like a good glass of juice every 8 months or so.
Sure. But they mix it in with general healthy living posts. I actually said this to my anti-vaxxer friend, Charlie. I said, listen, I was raised in a house, we barely ever got aspirin. Like, I don't take anything. I've never even smoked pot. So I get it. And I don't, you know, I'm not a huge fan of, running to Western medicine for, you know, drugs or surgery or whatever. I get that part of it about healthy living. But then it's just, this is nonsense, the anti-vaccine.
Lost focus because I was imagining mama on weed.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Oh, the munchies would not agree with
her. The munchies would never stop. No. There would be no yogurt left on the West Coast. Everybody else passing the pipe around would be eating, like, you know, potato chips.
Yeah.
Mama would be eating that yogurt.
Speaking of people that you say, are you high? Amy Coney Barrett talking about whether the concern that the court might be seen as partisan hacks.
Introduced by Mitch McConnell at the Mitch McConnell Institute.
Yes, of Mitch McConnellness.
Brought to you by Nabisco or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
But you said, considering she owes her present lifetime position to a process that McConnell personally corrupted, that she's the product of an utterly politicized vetting process, that she was appointed by the most singularly corrupt president in the history of the Republic, I'd say Barrett is a little bit tardy in her obviously sincere concern for the court's credibility. I mean, I'm never going to get over that. But it was how many millions of people had already voted?
Millions, yeah.
Yeah.
It was not that the election was close. We were in it. We were soaking in it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously that, the job of the newest justice is to make sure the barn door is locked after the horse is gone.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Amy's job now because she's the new kid on the bench.
Yeah. Well, let's get back to what's going on in California today. You pointed to Greg Sargent's piece and say Greg does some important work here. And he just said, this is ominous. I've compiled numerous examples of high-profile GOP candidates who are vowing to contest future losses as illegitimate. In GOP politics, this is becoming a badge of honor, and that's a serious threat to Democratic stability. We were asking, Charlie, was this their bad at tech that this went live yesterday on Larry Elder's website, that the election was over and Elder lost and there was fraud?
I think it's a beta test of what they're going to do in 2022. I mean, Donald Trump was saying the election was rigged in July or whenever it was.
True.
I mean, this isn't that unusual. Larry Elder's just taking it to a logical conclusion.
Yeah.
I always get my favorite thing about Larry Elder was long ago, he wrote a book entitled 10 Things You Can't Say in America. Mm-hmm. And the book 10 Things You Can't Say in America made the New York Times bestseller list. Nice. So clearly there are things the 10 things you can't say in America, you can say in America and make money.
Yeah.
Yes, apparently he can and he did.
Yeah, and I want to talk more about his producer's balcony because, wow.
That was my producer's.
Yeah.
Was your producer?
Yeah.
Orchestra.
A balcony you could do Shakespeare from?
Yes, yes, you could. And she once lifted up her shirt and pressed them up against the glass.
Oh, Billy.
That was back when we kept Chris in a glass enclosed area like a lobster. Yeah.
So I got to see them pressed up against the glass.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
How Midnight Express of her.
Yeah. This is a lot better, though, than last week where my segment was followed by Jen Kirkman and advice tips.
Yeah. Oh, masturbation tips for girls. Yeah. Yeah. That was fantastic. She wrote me a whole masturbation scenario for free. That's a friend. Okay.
Did it work?
Yes. Yes, right. It did. Yes. Right. The moon aligned with Mars. Jupiter was in the seventh house and just everything lined up exactly right. It was a flashback not too long ago, but just not too close so that it made me cry. Listen, Charlie, let's talk about Afghanistan.
No,
for a
let's
minute.
Talk more about this.
I was just saying what we already said is the polling is already showing it, Joe Biden is going to win on this in the end. Just this media coverage of the chaos of the withdrawal, like there was any other way. It was.
Oh,
this hearing yesterday made me crazy. Go ahead.
Oh, I gotta keep an eye on this guy Brian Mast from Florida. He's a Gohmert in training. He's a Jim Jordan in training. Believe me, he's the one who read Blinken the Riot Act on behalf of the soldiers who died at the airport, and then said he didn't want to hear the answer. And then when Meeks tried to keep telling him that his time has expired, kept saying, not for lies, not for lies. We're not here for lies. Oh, and I'm like, wow, this is the guy that the cops drag out of the city council meeting.
Yeah. Ay, ay, ay.
He's a member of Congress.
We'll play some of the audio.
I also like the Republican guy who said he was concerned for all the young Afghan women who are watching the hearings on television.
Oh, please.
Yes. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. Well, anyway, Charlie, say adieu to your lover.
Oh, is it time to go
it's
now?
It's going to go.
I'm still waiting for more Jen Kirkman. More Jen Kirkman on the show.
Charlie, we'd like to petition you.
We are going
because,
to...
Because those scenarios, they work for men, too.
Oh. Well, see? That's a bonus. All right. We're substituting your Jen Kirkman crystals with Judy Gold crystals today. Yes. Enjoy.
All right. All right.
Bye.
Bye, Jody.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Jamie.